Star Trek, Tricorders, in August. Would you believe that? Star Trek's been around for 50 years, doing wonderful things, getting our inspiration, our illumination, going on many wonderful things. And there's Qualcomm is having a 10 million Tricorder X Prize competition, and it will be known in August when the finalists are chosen for the wonderful contest. What will these Tricorders do? What will they do? Well, they will do all the sorts of things that we'd like to have them do. They can perform hundreds of tests on a droplet of blood. And just like they do it in Star Trek. Just like they do it in Star Trek. Now, innovation comes from many sources, and the source of Star Trek has been an inspiration to many scientists all over the world. And it continues to be. And before that was Buck Rogers, and before that were many other science fiction type things that brought interest in the possibilities that come from thinking outside of the box. How can they do these things? Well, one Tricorder project is built so that you can get a blueprint posted online and take that blueprint and make yourself all the things that you want to do. It'll provide a personalized weather report. It'll detect X-rays and gamma rays, and it'll calculate distances to a target, and a lot more. These are just some of the wonderful, exciting adventures that are coming into our world. The innovation of the Tricorder. You can still go to Netflix and look at the Star Trek, The Next Generation, and see many things that they're doing. And then you go and you look at the Business Week magazine, and you see that many of those things are being done today. They see the weather, how it is going to affect all of our lives and has been affecting it, and how we can learn how to do something about the weather. Now, no one has come up with anything particular about it. They've come up with ideas, but all of them have been in the million-billion-dollar range. We want to have something like the Star Trek device. It's just a small gadget that can read whatever needs to be read. That can allow us to protect ourselves and prepare ourselves for doing all these things. The goal is to peer inside of things to see if an avocado is ripe or whether the unlabeled white tablet is an aspirin or a chiclet. Who knows what it's going to be? Well, these are some of the innovations that are being worked on. These are some of the wonderful concepts that are being taken into the light by scientists today. And who knows what Spock is going to bring forth? Who knows what Captain Kirk is going to bring forth or what Picard is going to bring forth? All these beautiful minds, all these beautiful people. Wonderful indeed. We look at Mexico and we say, gee, that's an underprivileged country in many ways. And yet the second most wealthy man in the world, Carlos Slim, lives in Mexico and has his wonderful ability, his money came from working with the Mexican people. Telephones and all the other sorts of things like that. Now, he's the second richest man in the entire world. Now, what's wrong with the people all over the world that we call from the first world nations, who are wealthy nations, who are people who are just doing fantastic things? Why aren't they coming up with the things that Carlos Slim has come up with? And yes, you may like some of the things he does. Most people finding wealth have turned a lot of people off. But perhaps he's turning a lot of people on to the idea that Just because you have a poor nation doesn't mean you cannot be an enterprise. An enterprising being who comes up with new ideas and new and exciting ways of making money. We haven't done much research into Carlos Slim, but if we were, I feel quite certain we would find that he is dedicating a great deal of his time and money, just like Bill Gates and just like Buffett are doing, just like these wonderful wealthy people are doing. Yes, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates are doing wonderful things and having wonderful philanthropies. And I'm sure that Carlos Slim has too. And as do other people who are not the wealthiest, but who are wealthy. And they're taking parts of their money to work on the world's projects to help control the poverty in the world, to help people with hospital needs, with medical needs, going over the world, helping the need for water, the need for food, the need for all these things. Why are they doing that? Because that's our nature. Why are we able to come up with these ideas in Star Trek and 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? How can we come up with these ideas? We come up with them because we're unlimited. We don't have to prove it. We just take our thought and run with it. And we say, this is how it could work. This is how it might work. This is how it should work. I'd like to see it work that way. And then we put that out and we have our theater. We have our Star Trek. We have our our various 1,000 Leagues Under the Sea. We have all of these things going on. And what are they doing? They're saying, I don't have to prove that it can be done. It's my idea, and I'm going to say that it's done. And then later, scientists come along and say, why not? And they take these ideas that these early writers, science fiction writers, and these early people wrote about, and they say, let's make it happen. Let's bring it about. There's ways to do it. There's ways to bring it into reality, and we can do that. And we're going to do that. We're going to do that because it's fun. It's fun. We're going to do that because it's imagination. It's illumination. It's inspiration. It's the way to fly. And as these people these days are coming up with these ideas, inspired to be sure by the earlier writers, but today they're saying, why not? Why not go and do it? Why not bring it forth? Why not? And as they're saying, why not? They're bringing it out. And now Qualcomm has this contest that brings it out and says, yes, the Tricorder XPRIZE competition. Let's see what happens. Other companies are doing the same thing. But the scientists will not be stopped. They have dreams. They have imagination. They have thoughts. What can be done? How can it be done? Watch Star Trek, The Next Generation, and see some of the magical things that they're working with. And some of the things that they're dreaming up that are happening in space and that are not happening in space. And yet, they are happening in space. They capture a small sun and put it in a globe, and then they put a world of people in there. They have infinite energy all the time. Now, they might not do it just that way, but they will do it in many wonderful ways. And as they're doing it in many wonderful ways, they're bringing about many wonderful concepts of how to handle it. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that exciting adventure? I am. Go into it. Open your eyes and say, why not? And then let it be. Know that that's the way it works. That's the way miracles begin, and they end as a wonderful gift for all humanity. know that I give you my miracle of saying, you can do it, you will do it, and you are doing it now. I love you. I love you. I love you.